Only on 89.9 KGRG FM, available on iHeartRadio and at KGRG.com.
That's a really good old Skinless impression.
I know, right? Oh, man.
So what station are we listening to, Skinless?
We are listening. No, we're not. We're not doing that.
This is the late night death mascot of Old Skinless.
And you, yeah, see, no, I can't do it for the whole ID.
That's okay.
You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. Man, dude,
bro.
Thanks. I messed it up because I'm dude, right?
Yeah, you're dude.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Wait,
Ricky's man and I'm bruh.
Okay.
Which right. masculine title is yours?
Tag yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. You should tag yourself. All right, well, it is 10 o'clock, so it is time for us to talk about what happened today in geek history, where thanks to thegreatgeekmanual.com, I figured out a variety of nerdy and geeky variety of things that happened today. On August 15th. Let's just jump right into it. It's going to be a fun one. And I forgot to tease it earlier. It's space is going to be a theme. You're going to get some spacey stuff.
Space. Ooh.
Space. That's the best I could do on short notice. All right. So let's start in 1877. We're on August 15th. Thomas Edison coins the word hello as a greeting as an alternative to the one suggested by Alexander Graham Bell, ahoy, ahoy.
What? You got to be kidding me.
Ahoy, ahoy?
He remarks in a letter to a friend in Pittsburgh, quote, I don't think we shall need a call bell as hello can be heard 10 to 20 feet away. What do you think? So Alexander Graham Bell wanted, if he had his way, now inventor of the telephone, we'd be like, ahoy, ahoy.
That's so much better.
It is kind of awesome.
Like answering the telephone?
Oh my God. I just now got a 30-year-old Simpsons joke. There's an episode where Mr. Burns answers the phone and he's like, ahoy, ahoy.
Oh, really?
I get it now because, yeah, that was...
That's such a weird reference.
I know, right? Wow. That's from a 30-year-old Simpsons episode.
All right, Simpsons.
Anyway, but thanks to Thomas Edison, we now say hello instead of ahoy, ahoy.
So much potential has been lost. Right?
Let's start opening the show with ahoy, ahoy.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think that needs to be a thing. Ahoy, ahoy.
I still use howdy, howdy sometimes.
Howdy,
so.
Howdy.
I like howdy,
that's
howdy.
That's cute.
Yeah, so let us know what your favorite greeting is, whether it's ahoy, ahoy, or hello, or
mochi,
howdy,
mochi.
Yeah, mochi. I had a mochi mochi phase for a while.
Oh,
did you really?
Then I wondered whether it was racist or not, so I stopped doing
that. That's racist.
That's racist.
What else happened today in geek history?
Lots of stuff.
Tell me more.
On the exact same day, August 15th in 1877, friend of the show Thomas Edison makes the first audio recording in history. The recording is of his voice as he sings, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh.
Edison again?
Yeah.
And he didn't
same
go
dude.
With hello?
No. Huh. No. Let's jump ahead a few years to 1899, where on August 15th, Henry Ford, at that point age 36, quits his job as the chief engineer at the Edison Illuminating Company. I wonder who's running that. In order to manage the Detroit Automobile Company, which he founded on August 5th.
Oh.
The company will only ever produce 20 vehicles, but the Detroit Automobile Company will later be reorganized into the Henry Ford Company in November of 1901. In 1918, so now we're in the 20th century.
Oh, cool.
The Sinking of the Lusitania, written and directed by Winsor McCrae, is released in the U.S. Winsor McCrae.
That's a really good name.
Kind of is. I used to dance under the name Winsor McCrae. That's my Harlequin romance novel pen name. I write trashy novels under the name Windsor McCrae.
You just upload it to Amazon?
Yes. Oh, man. But anyway, so The Sinking of the Lusitania is released in the U.S. It's the first full-length feature cartoon film featuring over 25,000 individual drawings, which took 22 months to produce.
Oh, my God. I can't even wrap my head around that.
The 12-minute silent film is an educational explanation of the sinking of the RMS Lusitania. It's the first of many such films published with the express interest of generating anti-German sentiment during World War I.
Whoa.
So it's a propaganda film.
Whoa.
Basically.
And the whole film is just about, like, one ship sinking?
Well, that's what kicked off World War I, kind of.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
remember the Lusitania?
World War I. Sorry, yeah. I thought World War II.
No. It's a 12-minute. Okay. It's a 12-minute cartoon, talking about the sinking of the Lusitania.
Okay, wow. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's really impressive that they made that. Yeah, and it's hand drawn. Oh my God!
With 25,000 individual drawings that took 22 months to produce.
Animators are so hardcore.
Yep.
I aspire.
So, speaking of movies, though, keeping it within the film area, let's jump to 1939, where on August 15th, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, I still have a hard one with that, MGM, premieres the fantasy film The Wizard of Oz, directed by Victor Fleming, among several uncredited directors, and starring Judy Garland, man, I cannot get these names right. Starring Judy Garland and a whole bunch of 1930s people that are long since dead and have been forgotten about. It premieres at Gruman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, California. While it isn't the first film presented in color, it's the first film that brings Technicolor into the mainstream.
Wow.
Now, here's why you don't get a trailer this week. It will be released nationwide on August 25th, 1939.
Oh.
So if we happen to fall on August 25th, 10 days from now, which mathematically speaking, that's not going to happen. Sure, maybe I'll roll you a trailer. But this was like the premiere, you know, the big Hollywood premiere at the old Chinese Theater. Not when it was released wide. Otherwise, you'd have gotten a trailer. And actually, not for nothing, it's a bit of a YouTube rabbit's hole trying to find a concise trailer for The Wizard of Oz. They either come in like 5-minute varieties or like 2-minute varieties, and none are especially good. Because this was like movie trailers in 1939 where they either tell you the entirety of the entire movie. Like I found like a 4-minute version that just talks about the book.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking, that since the books were probably more well-known, that you didn't need a trailer. You're like, oh, Wizard of Oz, I know what that is.
Totally. That's what a lot of it is. So let's move on, because we have a few more to get through before we wrap this up. Let's go to 1947, where on August 15th, television service is introduced on an experimental basis on moving trains. 1977, the Big Ear Radio Telescope, operated at Ohio State University by the SETI project, receives a strong 72-second narrowband radio signal from deep space. The event is named the quote-unquote wow signal for the notion made by a volunteer on the record of the signal. It will never be detected again.
Oh, so there actually is an explanation behind the wow signal.
Oh, is there?
Oh, no, that's what I was...
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
In this little factoid, it doesn't really give me too much explanation. It just says that the Big Ear Radio Telescope at Ohio State University receives the strong... It's a 72-second narrowband radio signal. It comes from deep space. And all it is that they call it the wow signal because the person that detected it was like, whoa!
Yeah, because it's like the first time we heard anything, right?
Yeah, and as near as this says, that particular signal will never be detected again.
I think it was aliens just trying to send us some sick beats.
Probably.
I think I know what it was.
Whoa.
Contact.
If you say it was, oh, I almost spoiled it too.
it's contact.
It's contact, man.
Yep.
Oh my god. All right, so let's move on to 1986. Nintendo releases the groundbreaking platform game Metroid for the Nintendo Entertainment System in the U.S. Nice. It is the first of what will be a long and popular game franchise for Nintendo. Do you guys play Metroid?
Oh,
you
know, Metroid's great. And one of the best character reveals, too.
Oh, my God. Yes. Spoiler alert, the character of Samus Aran in Metroid, the main protagonist, who runs around in bulky, almost Boba Fett-ish... actually has nothing to do with Boba Fett, except for the... Well, it's kind of got a T-visor.
Yeah,
so anyway, just a badass character. You find out at the very end of the game, a character that you assumed was male, because why wouldn't you, turns out to be Famale. Samus is a she. And it's kind of funny, because in clunky Nintendo 8-bit... whatever, they reveal it basically by taking her clothes off. So, like, her armor disappears and she's got a tasteful 8-bit swimsuit on underneath.
Ow.
But yeah, it's like, oh, hey, that's a lady. That's kind of cool.
Those pixels, but, so shapely.
Quite so. but yeah, Metroid was hard. My thing was, like, I would get the freeze beam and then... thought it was cool, and then kept getting other weapons by mistake. Like, I would get stuck with the stupid missile launcher. I'm like, I want the freeze beam. This freeze beam is awesome. So, let's move on to 1997, where I'm gonna play you a movie trailer. You're welcome to guess, but I think it has the title in there.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it's movie trailer time.
Yay.
A haunted ship.
I'm getting some really strange readings in here.
A missing crew.
This place is a tomb.
DJ, where are you?
And infinite evil.
Ship has been beyond the boundaries of our universe. Who knows what it's brought back with it?
Vacate! I want off this ship.
I can't leave. She won't let you.
Event Horizon. Rated R.
Oh, yeah, it's very rated R.
Yes, it is.
August 15th, 1997, Paramount Pictures releases the science fiction horror film Event Horizon, directed by Paul W.S. Anderson and starring very young-looking Lawrence Fishburne and Sam Neill to 2,311 U.S. theaters. Produced on a budget of approximately $65 million U.S. dollars, it will gross $9 million domestically in its opening weekend. Considered by many to be a box office failure, but has since gained cult status because it's... I don't especially like Event Horizon, but it's... I could see where it's a culty movie. It's dark and scary and dark and scary.
I mean, it really doesn't pick up till, like, the last half, really.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the only part that you kind of watch it for, you know? I'm not going to talk about what happens, but once they get to that event, I say.
Oh, I see what you did there. Cool. But yeah, it's one of those things where you might want to watch it once. It's a light recommend. Actually, no, it's not a hangover movie, because that last half hour will terrify you.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, so I'll get back to you on how light my recommend is for Event Horizon. We got a couple few more, and I do want to get to them because they are cool space-themed ones.
Yeah.
Let's rip through these. 2001, on August 15th, the International Space Station briefly floats adrift due to a computer glitch.
Ruh-roh.
On board, astronauts use jets on the space shuttle Discovery to restore flight stability. So space shuttle is docked at the station. They're like, turn on the jets. And they use the space shuttle to kind of right the space station.
Oh, kind of like Moonraker.
Not at all like Moonraker. Oh my God. He's attempting re-entry. We move on to 2003, where at the mission: space, a motion simulator attraction at Epcot Center opens to the public. Epcot Center of Walt Disney World. It simulates what an astronaut might experience aboard a spacecraft on a mission to Mars. From the higher G-force of blastoff to the fictitious hypersleep used by passengers to pass the time during the journey.
Does it just shake you a lot?
Yes, and there's steam.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just steamy and vibrating in here.
Yeah, hypersleep. It's like, now we're going to go into hypersleep. And there's just like this artificial steam mist stuff.
Ooh, is this a sauna?
Yeah. The attraction is sponsored by Hewlett-Packard, was constructed on a cost of $100 million and facilitates 1,600 guests per hour. This is a ride at Disney World, basically.
Holy Toledo.
I didn't make that very clear, but Epcot Center is one of the worlds of the Disney World down in Orlando, Florida. I have been on this ride twice. I actually kind of like it because you don't have to do a lot. It's one of those sit and chill for a minute. It's like, I'm going to enjoy some air conditioning and some hypersleep. Because, yeah, it's like Gary Sinise comes on. He's like, now, Commander, you need to press the button to do the thing. And you press the button, and like it does the thing. It's really kind of goofy, but it's kind of neat at the same time. And closing out today in geek history on 2006, where on August 15th, the Voyager 1 space probe, the most far distant man-made object in space, reaches a distance of 100 astronomical units, which is approximately 15 million kilometers or 9,300 million miles.
Oh my God.
9,300 million miles. I don't know how many zeros that is, but
I don't know.
He must be tired.
Yeah, it's
let him rest.
It's that far away from the sun, meaning that it is, get this. Okay, I'm going to read this slowly.
Okay.
So, it reaches a distance of 100 aeronautical units from the sun, meaning that it is 100 times more distant from the sun than the Earth. At such a great distance, the sun is a mere point of light, so solar energy is not an option. But having a nuclear power source, Voyager 1 continues to transmit data. The spacecraft launched nearly 30 years earlier on September 5th, 1977, has flown beyond the outer planets and reached the, let me get this word right, heliosheath.
Okay.
Heliosheath, the outer edge of the solar system where the sun's influence wanes. Voyager 1 continues traveling at a speed of about 1 million miles per day and will cross into interstellar space within a decade.
Wow.
Which means now.
Oh.
Because this was in 2006 where it crossed 100 astronomical units, and it says it will cross into interstellar space within a decade.
Oh, wow.
Which means it probably just did.
So, Voyager, I was just about to call it V'ger.
that was Voyager 6, spoiler alert.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It was the Kraggle.
It has the little discs thing on it, right?
Uh-huh.
The little record.
So yes.
Wouldn't it be weird that, like, humans 100 years from now, we're going to explore the deepest of space, and we find, like, no aliens, but we find Voyager, find the disc, and was like, what's this civilization?
Yeah.
What could they have been? And it was humans all along.
It was the humans all along. Dude, I would watch that.
Whoa. Start writing that book now.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Also, go watch Star Trek the Slow Motion Picture. Spoiler alert. A lot of that happens in there, and it's pretty rad, question mark?
Mm.
All right. I like that. You're like, hey, it's Charlie Harger's favorite Star Trek movie, so I don't need your judgment, lady. So let's get back to the music. And in honor of our frequent contributor to Today in Geek History, Thomas Edison, who coined the word hello as the greeting and saved us from the alternative of ahoy, ahoy.
Me hoy, me hoy.
Here's Jonas with Living in Fiction and their cover of Adele's Hello on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be right back.
Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry
for everything that I've done.
But when I call, you never seem to be home.
Let's go.
After the break, we're going to have some Is Real or Is Fake on KGRG 89.9 FM.
To learn how to get involved with KGRG, go to kgrg.com or greenriver.edu. You're listening to Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Well, I finally improved my credit score.
What? The band is about to be discovered. Rock gods don't need to worry about credit scores. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, make ridiculous on-tour requests, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
Yeah, I'm not banking my retirement on a band that's never left your garage.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
This is Andrea, the new program director of KGRG 1, where we play your classic alternative music. We've got your Smashing Pumpkins, Weezer, Soundgarden, and much more. You can listen to us on the TuneIn app or stream us on KGRG1.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And hey, if you want to be the air talent on KGRG 1, sign up for Journalism 120 here at Green River College. So check out KGRG 1, your classic alternative.
Want to join the crew over at KGRG 1, your classic alternative?
Oh yeah!
Want to learn the ins and outs of professional voice tracking and podcasting?
Hell yeah, bitch. Disco hard as hell, Flocka.
Sign up for Journalism 120 in the Green River course catalog today. You'll be glad you did.
This is Trevbot from Dead Air Hardcore Radio.
Up next, we have a song from Misery's debut LP on Flatspot Records titled Absolute Light. For the thrash lovers, this is execution style.
No! Watch me swing!
That was Execution Style from Misery's debut LP, Absolute Light, out now on Flat Spot Records. And you already know you can catch all the latest hardcore tunes on Dead Air every Thursday night from 10 to midnight. And make sure to give us a follow on Twitter at DeadAirKGRG.
You got requests? We want to play them. Hit us up, 253-833-5004.
That way, you can tell that music snob to shut the hell up. You know you want to.
It is time for your newest favorite game!
Is it real or is it fake?
Whoa.
Yeah! You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG 89.9 FM. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
How are you doing, Ricky? Oh, I forgot to turn you on. Sorry, bud.
I swear I'm still here.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Are you still on the phone? I mean, shout out to Dirty Dean. Dude, we love him. We love Dirty Dean.
He's great.
Means the world to us. All of our listeners do. But man, homeboy's got a job to do.
Well, he did give me a new title.
Oh, really? Oh.
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick.
That's a thing.
Okay.
I ship that.
Slick and Rick OTP.
Oh.
Yes.
So good. All right. So Is It Real or Is It Fake is a game that we play around 10:30. And it is where I name to you guys three different music genres that are real or they're fake, as you can tell.
Woo.
I describe them to you. We deliberate a little bit. And then you guys tell me if it's real or fake. And then we get a winner and loser in the end.
So it's not like last week where we went back to the beginning and like you, oh man, what did we do when we first had it? It was like, you give me all three and yeah. Then I deliberate and then I tell you which one is real and which one is fake.
Yeah, it was a lot of info to take in at once.
It was.
And so I'm really glad that we do it one at a time now.
I like that.
Yeah, always got to beta test a new game.
I like the deliberation station.
Are you guys ready for the first genre?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Today's first genre is jump style. It's a type of hardcore electronic music and a dance movement where you jump around and kick your little leggies everywhere. It's pretty good. It has intense, deep beats and drums and goes at about 160 beats per minute. Is it real or is it fake?
Huh.
Oh, I don't know if I said, but... Every genre tonight is electronic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, This is exciting.
That's very exciting.
It's very electrifying.
It's electric, boogie woogie woogie.
Uh-huh.
Oof to tuna. Okay, let's start with Mike. What do you think about jump style?
Well, I think it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And
you jump around kicking your little leggies everywhere.
Yeah, get out your feet and jump around. I'll jump around. jump up and get down. Anyway, could you read me the part again about the specific dance moves where it says like dance movement or some such?
It's a dance movement. So like a lot of people dance to this music in this certain way. Kind of like how ska kids do like the weird shuffle thing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. I don't know if that information helps me or not. I thought it would. Because I thought I was going to try to kind of like pit one against the other. It's like, well, if...
Cross-examination.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was thinking, if I haven't heard of this thing, it stands to reason I haven't heard of this thing either. But turns out, since I do have the musical fluency of a partially thawed fish stick, it stands to reason that I haven't heard of any of it, even if it is real. But I think this sounds... interesting enough that I would like for it to be real. So therefore, I will go with real.
Oh, very nice. How about you, Ricky?
I feel
or
like...
Slick Rick.
Yeah, Slick Rick now, or Tiny Rick, or Big Rick also is an option out there, but that's also weird because that's what my dad goes by. But anyways. I feel like in my journeys throughout the audio world, I feel like I've seen jump style thrown in and about a few times.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty real.
Ooh.
I've never given it a listen, though.
So you guys both say it's real?
Realer than cracked cheese.
I don't know what that is.
I'm calling fake on that one.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to call fake on my own thing right there.
I think that's pretty reasonable as
so,
well.
So, hey guys.
Yes.
Jump Style's real.
Yay.
Yay. All right, our next genre of the evening is extra tone. So,
again, extra tone.
So, I want you to imagine like the fastest, most overwhelming piece of electronic music you can.
I don't have to imagine. I've got it.
Yeah, with this bed. Okay, so now imagine that piece like pumped full of speed, and now you have extra tone. Almost every track is going at a minimum of 1,000 beats per minute, and it is extremely harsh sounding. So many of the tracks include like screaming and walls of static and just layer upon layer upon layer of beats. Another one. Okay.
Is it real or is it fake?
Woo.
Woo? Hey, Rick, what do you think?
Well, when I think, it's just like, when you don't have enough tone in your electronic, what do you always want to get? Extra tone.
Yep.
This sounds like an infomercial.
Call your doctor if you want extra tone and if it's right for you.
Call 253-833-5004.
Right now. Are your beats over 800 beats per minute?
If you have over 800 beats per minute for more than 4 hours, please consult your physician.
Yeah, I think it's real.
Oh,
it sounds real.
Would you listen to it?
No.
Oh.
I would not.
How about you, Mike?
This sounds like something Trevor would play on Dead Air.
If it was an electronic show.
Well, yeah, if it was an electronic show. But yeah, just you got me with screaming and layers. Because like a lot of hardcore music that he plays is... you know, like there's a technical layered element to it where it's like they'll have like, you know, layered screamy tracks and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that does sound halfway real. But I'm going to go fake on this because I think in this instance, maybe this almost sounds like it's a description from a couple different genres cobbled together.
Oh.
Like Voltron forming one super genre.
You think I Frankenstein this genre?
Yes, exactly. And I would not listen to that.
Oh, okay.
That is not something I need in my life.
So Mike says it's fake. Slick Rick says it's real.
It's a thing.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
What? Oh, no. Okay. It's real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so Mike wins or I win?
We still got one more genre, yo.
Yeah.
No, I mean point-wise.
Like who has so many points right now?
No, I was trying to remember if Mike said fake or not.
I said
Mike
fake.
Said
oh,
okay. Fake. Mike said fake.
So it's real.
Yes.
It is
you
real.
Get the totally real.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I got it written down. Don't worry.
So the score is 2 for Slick Rick, 1 for Mike.
Yes.
Which also means 1 for Mike, which means I have a point.
That's good.
I have a point.
I'm
and
proud.
I'm proud too.
So our last genre of the evening is hardcore breaks. It is a genre of electronic music written in the style of old school, that's S-K-O-O-L, rave
Stop.
Music, using modern technology. It's composed of looped, edited, and processed breakbeat samples, intense bass lines, melodic piano lines, gnarly synth riffs, and some vocal samples.
Is it real or is it fake?
I see these blank looks.
You don't get a woo for that.
What was the name of that
no
again?
Woo.
Hardcore breaks.
Hardcore breaks.
I could use a hardcore break. You know, go out into the lobby, just start doing some spin kicks.
Maybe kick a hole in the wall and then cover it with a poster.
Well, yeah. And just, you know, throw yourself against the wall for no good reason.
Shout out to that one KGRG concert. All right, let's start with Rick on this one because he looks especially puzzled.
He's Oops. Confounded.
I don't know. This one.
Are you
just,
okay, bud?
No, I'm still trying to comprehend what this description, and since I can't comprehend or understand it, like if I can't visualize it, you know?
Yeah.
Then I think it's fake.
Oh, okay.
Also, how do you visualize music? I don't really know, but.
I don't know, but you did it.
If Cool Guy Luke were here, he would go on a lengthy discussion about how you can visualize music.
It's just, like, you just see it, man.
Yeah, you gotta
That's
feel
That's a really
it.
Good Cool Guy Luke impression.
Thank you.
Adjusting your fake glasses.
Yeah.
All right, Beau Cool Guy Luke, what do you think about this hardcore breaks?
Well,
What are your thoughts?
I think...
Stop!
Well, yeah, this is fake. This is straight up. So, the same rationale that I gave for the previous genre about it being all Voltron and stuff, you may have fooled me on that one. You're not fooling me on this one. This is hooey! Hooey!
Hooey!
Ahoy, ahoy!
Hooey, Rick!
I was saying boo earns.
All right, so both you guys say it's fake. So, I mean, hey,
oh,
guys.
Oh, man.
It's real.
I forgot that he said fake.
It's real, you guys.
It's real?
Yeah, you can listen to it.
Wait, were all three of these genres real?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Electronics, a strange world.
I know, I love it. Not really, but I love thinking about it.
I love thinking about
theorizing it. Theorizing about music.
Oh, that's so great.
Are you guys ready for the score?
Yes.
Okay, so Mike has one. Congratulations, Mike. And Penny,
thanks for that.
Or Slick Rick has two. So he won. And he has to answer the phone because he won.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
your reward.
They're calling me. They're like, you want a free trip.
Ooh.
All no, right. It's probably Cool Guy Luke. He's like, hey.
Whoa. He's like tweeting at us, but he's tweeting too fast.
Tweeting by phone.
So that has been... Is it real or is it fake? Woo! On KGRG 89.9 FM. Ooh, thank you, Next Gen.
You're welcome.
Yeah, all right. So coming up next is Navy Blue by The Story So Far.
Yep, and that was by request for Cool Guy Gluk. He's like...
Cool Guy Gluk?
Yeah, I don't know what my problem is. It's like, I've suddenly forgotten how to English.
That's
I can't,
fine.
I can't brain. I has the dumb. But cool... I'm cool. Not even going to try anymore. I'm
so
done.
So Luke made
I'm
this
done.
Request.
Done.
We're listening to some Navy Blue.
Yes.
Blue by The Story So Far. Only on KGRG 89.9 FM, baby.
Oh, yeah. That was Colder Quicker by Real Friends. And we here at Mike and Mickey After Dark are your real friends. I'm sure you never heard that one before. But stick around because after the break... We're going to try to, as best as we can, wrap up our conversation about the KGRG Awards Banquet. See if we can wrap up that story. Spoiler alert, has a lot to do with pasta and delicious treats. Stick around. In the meantime, if there's a song you want to hear, call us at 253-833-5004 or tweet at us at KGRGFM. Mike and Mickey After Dark will return.
Ever wonder what we look like? The face behind the radio?
Well, now's your chance.
Follow us on Instagram at KGRG_FM.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of listening to other radio stations when every time you hear hip-hop, all the lyrics sound like this? Would you rather hear real flow, something like this?
I got a call from my girl last week. She telling me about that time of the month and how it may not come. Dropped the phone right before she said I might have a son. And I started asking God how come.
If you want a new perspective on hip-hop and you want to hear some good music, make sure you tune into The Block every Wednesday 7 to 10 p.m. right here on 89.9 KGRG.
We are listening to today's rock
We need you to come and join the congregation. We need you to listen in, and we need you to do something. Give us a request. Call us at 253-833-5004. And even better, if you want a say in what we do, you can sign up at Journalism 110 at Green River College.
Hey, this is Nick from Knucklepuck, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
89.9 KGRG FM. You are indeed listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And let's see if we can wrap up our discussion about the award banquet and whatnot, because there was a lot of stuff we wanted to talk to and a bunch of stuff we didn't get to because, well, I like to tell the story. You know, when I first went to Journalism 110, I always knew I wanted to tell stories. Just let me have it. Don't dwell. Let's just keep moving.
Okay.
All right. So obviously the food was magnificent.
Downright decent.
Well, you know what? And even vegan mosh warrior Trevbot had some. I mean, his plate looked great. He had, so we all had like chicken parmesan that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. The chicken parm was so good.
So good. And he got eggplant parmesan.
Mm.
And it looked amazing. He ended up scraping the cheese off. I'm like, you're just wasting cheese, man. But yeah, no, he was good. So at my table, so since our bus got there so very late.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, I'm sorry. Ricky, at this point, you've been there for what, hours waiting for us? What were you doing while the bus was driving through the wilds of downtown Seattle? What was going on
now,
there?
Now we're gonna do that like segment in a TV show where you see like the side character and what they were doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
nice.
I was thinking the same thing.
But what was I doing? So I wanted to go to the radio station tour at iHeartMedia station up in not Ballard. Where is it exactly?
You know what? We took so many weird turns. I don't even know. Like, Mrs. Mad was asking me, she's like, where is it? I'm like, I just know it was near some water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't Ballard, wasn't West Seattle, wasn't really Fremont. It's kind of like in this weird area.
Near the Lake Union area.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe it.
Exactly.
But I wanted to show up to that, but as soon as I was leaving my house, I looked at my phone, and what was it? Red. Everywhere is traffic.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
And I really shouldn't have expected less.
Yeah.
And for a few minutes, I was contemplating, like, oh, maybe I should have taken the bus. But then hearing all the horror stories later, I was like, I knew that this was going to happen, so yep. I knew I made the good choice.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, I drove up to Seattle, got there about 5:30, though the tour wasn't done till like 6, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, so I knew I could have probably gone to the station, just like scrambled around, been like, has anyone seen a bunch of kids wearing KGRG shirts? I am one of them.
Yeah.
But instead, I just hung around the dockyards and like checked out the historic ship they're renovating down there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And apparently there's like a sailboat rental place. So I was watching people sail around the lake and it was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
But once it was like 6:40-ish, about 20 minutes after the banquet was supposed to begin, because I didn't want to go in early like a loser and sit alone, being I'm with a bunch of friends, I swear. So I got in, and lo, behold, no one.
Oh.
It's just like me, I think Corey was there, and Tom was there for sure.
Oh, man.
And so I was just sitting there awkwardly, like, I'm going to drink as much water and not try to eat food because I knew a huge banquet was coming.
Yep.
And I'm just looking around, looking at the weird photographs that were everywhere. Noticed that Sylvester Stallone was in the corner.
Yeah, that's you gotta love Buca di Beppo's, man. If you haven't been there before, especially in the restrooms. Yeah,
the restrooms are nice.
Yeah, the photo selection is risque.
Yes,
if you will.
But yeah, waited around, then the whole rest of the crew showed up in a nice little, I guess, reverse exodus.
Yeah.
And then,
it's like, where's Mike? Now, he peeled off and went to the bar.
Yeah, but everyone finally showed up. I still didn't really know anyone, so this is my first quarter being in a radio, so
yeah.
I only recognize like one in every five people. But aside from that, just, you know, waiting for the whole spiel to start with the awards and everything. The only thing I can say about Buga de Beppo is 0 out of 10. Too cold, not enough blankets.
that's his Yelp review.
That's right, because like at one point you were like super bundled up. I'm like, what is wrong with this kid?
It was freezing in there, and like I was still wearing like my nice warm long sleeve shirt and my warmest jacket, and I was just freezing.
Wow. I don't even know what to do with that because, like, I wore my nice shorts actually.
Yeah, your dress shorts.
They were. They were nice. I'm rocking like my cargo-y shorts now.
Yeah.
No cargo pockets in my nice shorts. They were just like, you know, like black dress pants, but shorts. Actually,
were they hemmed and everything?
No. And they were not pleated in the front either. No, they were sick Volcom shorts.
That would be awesome if you actually just took a pair of trousers and just made them into shorts, like the pleat and everything.
Oh my god.
That'd be gnarly. You should do that.
So, Mickey.
Yes.
So, this was along with Ricky, this was your first awards banquet also, right?
Yes, it was.
So, what did you expect going in?
Well,
what do you think?
I didn't expect to get home until... I didn't expect that I'd be getting home like around 11:30 at night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was
that was a long night.
I didn't expect there to be so many heartfelt kind of speeches.
Oh, yeah.
There were quite a few by Jubal. He told pretty much his life story.
Yeah,
he did. That was big.
That was
and,
good.
Then Bob Rivers gave quite a few really, really good little speeches, and I don't know, just seeing like all the awards happen, I was so proud of everybody. I really, really was. Mm-hmm. And oh man, I didn't really know what to expect when I was going in, because I've never been to like an award show or a banquet before.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, hello, yes, I am new. And I didn't really know the protocol, so I just kind of sat in my seat and ate some fettuccine and called it good. Clapped a lot, like my hands were hurting.
Oh my gosh, yes. By the time we were getting towards the end of the night, I was like,
my phalanges.
Yeah,
and then
it stings so hard.
I was sitting at a table that wasn't facing the front.
Uh-huh.
And so I was having to turn my head and kind of like lean back a little for the entire night. And my neck felt sore, like I went to a death metal concert.
Nice.
So, I don't know. I'm just really proud of everyone that was able to win awards and was recognized.
Mm-hmm.
So proud of them.
Do we want to call out anybody in particular?
Corey Raposa and Mike and...
Yeah. Well, we'll pump the brakes there for a quick second because I got to tell the story.
Yeah.
Corey won so many awards that when he was there with his parents and they were trying to take pictures of him, he kept dropping them. He had so many.
Why can't I hold all these
plaques? Yeah, huge shout out to that guy. Broadcaster of the Year. General Manager's Award specifically from Tom Evans Krause himself, as well as a recipient of Specialty Show of the Year for The Buzz.
So incredible.
Congratulations to him.
So yeah, huge shout out to that guy. Yeah, you mentioned Cool Guy Luke. He's sharing the award for Most Improved.
Yes,
with Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda Tebow.
MD Amanda.
Yes.
And let's see, what else was there?
There was
scholarships.
There were scholarships.
Oh yeah, there were lots of scholarships. I don't remember which order there were, so I don't want to mention them. But
Natalie and Quinn, they got some scholarships.
Well, Natalie got Rookie of the Year. Quinn got a scholarship.
I thought Natalie also got a scholarship.
I don't believe so.
I feel like I was at a different banquet.
No, that's okay. Well, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
I didn't even have any sweet colas. I had an Italian soda.
No, it was a lot to take in. But yeah, like a lot of our KGRG fam got recognized.
Oh,
it was
super proud.
Cool. So,
and you won some awards.
I did.
Tell me more.
Okay. All right. Well, since you're going to put me on the spot as you are listening to us talk about ourselves here on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. I actually did pretty well for myself. One, The first award that I got was from our engineer, John Kasperk, we were talking about earlier. And this, you know, the night was full of surprises for me because, you know,
you allow yourself to fantasize a little bit. It's like, yes. What if? What would I say if this? Or even, Mickey, you and I were even up till a couple weeks ago even thinking, you know, there's a chance that we might be able to pull this off for show of the year. You know, depending upon how the votes go and all that. Not that, you know, any show that won it wasn't deserving of it.
I mean,
The Buzz is our flagship show here at KGRG. If any show needs to be show of the year, it's them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have deserved. A car.
They have a NASCAR race car, for goodness sake, up at the Evergreen Speedway up in Monroe, Washington. But anyway, so I allowed myself to kind of, you know, entertain these fantasies. And when John came up, he teaches Journalism 162, which is Introduction to Broadcast Technology, and he gave out an award for academic achievement, and he gave a prize to the person that did the best academically in that class. And surprise, surprise, that was actually me.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yeah, I was surprised as anybody. Now, I tried to project as much as I can, but John offered me a choice between two t-shirts. One of them that said, "Broadcasters rock." Oh, you're laughing, so you must have heard me.
Yes.
I hope. Okay, so, and the other one said, "I love broadcasting." So I go up there, and just last week for the anniversary episode, we played Stitch's classic trap song, Brick in Your Face.
What you gonna do with it?
With which the huge meme coming out as, you know, "I love selling blow."
Yeah.
So I go up to seasoned engineer John Kasprick, and I was like, well, as much as I love selling blow, I love broadcasting even more. So
it's so good. And I don't know if he got it.
He had no idea what to do with
me. Then there were like some really important Green River folks there too.
Oh yeah.
So they did not get it either.
Immediately funding goes down the drain.
Yep.
It was really, really good.
I love selling blow and broadcasting
do with it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
do with it.
But then the as we mentioned, the Buzz won Specialty Show of the Year, and I stood up and accepted on behalf because I was included as part of season one of the Buzz as old man Mike telling those dang kids to get off my lawn.
Yeah.
So that was a blast. But the thing that is, you know, even now you hear me kind of like stutter and hesitate a little bit because it's still a surprise to me, a legitimate, genuine surprise. We give out awards for Department of the Year. Now, this includes the programming department that determines the programming here at KGRG, you know, the types of specialty shows that get approved, stationality, kind of drives the ship. Kind of the program director is the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
So there's the programming department. There's also the promotions department that is in charge of getting concerts, shows, organizing promotional events. There's also the traffic department, which Mickey, you are the captain of that ship.
Yep, that me.
We also have the music department that obviously is in charge of MD Amander, in charge of that's the phone. You wanna get that, Rick?
Yep, I'll get it.
All right. Anyway, so we have all these departments, and Tom makes this announcement, and he's kind of telling the story. I'm telling the story kind of in the same way he is. And he's like, so for the first time ever in KGRG history, the Department of the Year is the web department.
Woo!
Of which, that's me.
That's you.
I am the webmaster of KGRG.com and KGRG1.com.
So proud.
And again, like, you know, like when people win those awards that they don't expect, they're like, oh, I just, you know, and they pull out a fully prepared speech.
Yeah.
Now, when I was telling you guys that I was kind of, you know, allowing myself to fantasize a little bit, you know, I had kind of prepared speeches for just about everything. Like, you know, if, you know, you know, like if I had won, like, say, Broadcaster of the Year or whatever, I would have had something to say. But this, I never expected in a million years. And it was humbling, and I'm especially grateful to be awarded that. It was an incredible recognition that I wasn't expecting. I was very excited about. So, a couple few things that I want. Oh, excuse me. Wow. See, I'm all getting choked up. I just forgot how to breathe for a sec. Couple few things I wanted to mention. Did anybody see those giant desserts that were going around?
Oh, yeah.
I was sitting right next to Zach and Tyler, who
wasn't that
got
hilarious?
That giant martini glass full of ice cream. And then I talked to Zach afterwards, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm lactose intolerant.
No.
What are you doing?
Come on.
Oh, the madman.
Oh, that
and
is.
And they were like nudging me, like, Mickey, help us. It's like, you're on your own.
Oh, yeah. I kept seeing these, like, at the table I was at, I was next to Danica and her mom, and her mom kept saying, oh, that cheesecake looks really good. I'm like, that looks really good too. And if she wasn't like some lady that I hadn't like just met, I probably would split it with her, but that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, it was either that or I split it with Senpai Charlie Harger.
You should
notice
have.
Notice me, Charlie Harger.
Look at this cheesecake.
Oh, dude. Yeah. So anyway, when some other folks that had ordered said cheesecakes came out, she and I exchanged glances like, nope.
Were they giant?
Oh, they were huge. They were like bison sized.
What's with Buki de Beppo and like giving us like pretty regular sized entrees? It's like family style, sharing it up.
Yeah,
and then they're
like,
oh, you want dessert? Girl, you sure you want dessert? It's like, oh, ooh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's see. What else was I going to say? Yes.
I had one question about the banquet.
Yes, please.
Do we have a listener of the year?
We don't, but if we did, it would go to Dirty Dean.
It would go to Dirty Dean.
For sure, for sure.
Because he, torments us on the phone mercilessly, but supports everything.
I love that guy.
See, he torments on the phone because he listens.
Yeah.
You know, and we're grateful for our listeners and our active listeners also, you know, that tweet along with us at KGRGFM, that call us at 253-833-5004. We're... again, we mentioned this in the shout outs at the end of the night. Without you listening to us, we'd just be talking to ourselves, and that's just awkward. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I bet you the reason why we don't do that as part of our awards formally is because Dirty Dean would win every year.
He would.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely. So Dean, if you haven't succumbed to Sweet Colas yet, yeah, consider yourself KGRG FM's Listener of the Year. It is written. It is done. So, very last thing I want to mention before we get out of here, because we still have Slumber Party coming up. If you want to be a part of what we've got going on here, the broadcast journalism program is one of the funnest things that you could ever do. Go to greenriver.edu today. Just look up broadcasting. You'll see where all of the different classes are offered, including Journalism 110, where you can get right here on the KGRGFM airwaves in 2 weeks. You can also sign up for Journalism 120 with my senpai, Charlie Harger, award-winning journalist.
I know.
Dude, I thought it was great because it was me, Trevor, and then Charlie.
I seriously thought that you were going to call him that during the banquet.
Senpai Charlie Harger?
Yes.
I'd be like, ask your kids, Charlie. He's like, we don't do that. Yeah. But it was funny, just as a quick side note. We talked work stuff for a minute.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny because I'm like talking work stuff with... he's like, oh, you're working with that guy. Yeah. And it was all gaspy and funny. But really quickly, we have other classes in addition to our two radio labs. We have Introduction to Radio Production. We have Broadcast News Writing. And we have Introduction to Broadcast. Broadcasting? Yeah, Intro to Broadcasting.
Yes.
150. I'm taking that class with Tom. But the reason why I want to go through those is... during the banquet, we announced our new instructor.
Oh.
Seattle native Stephen Kilbreath, who a lot of folks might know from Northwest Cable News, from King 5,
He's been a big name in the local broadcasting scene for some time, and I'm such a radio and broadcasting geek that when Tom announced that Stephen Kilbreath is going to be teaching classes here at Green River College next quarter, I gasped. I literally gasped.
That's so cute.
Because I know who this guy is. I've never met him, but I'm familiar with his work, and I was like, okay, those classes are going to be in good hands. So if you want to take classes being taught by Stephen Kilbreath, that's going to be Journalism 151 for radio production and Journalism 153.
Check your local listings at greenriver.edu.
There it is. But yeah, I wanted to make sure and get that out so that I can give a shout out to Stephen Kilbreath joining the KGRG FM family and here at Green River College. So overall, before we go to break, so Ricky, this was your very first big thing. Would you recommend it? Would you do it again?
Oh, for sure. I loved it. It was a fun time. I wish I showed up a bit earlier for the tour and everything, but aside from that, you know, like...
Take the bus next year.
I don't really want to get stuck on a bus for an extra hour.
Really cool. Don't worry.
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's my secret. I knew that was going to happen with the bus. I knew it was going to be something dramatic. And I took the bus specifically to hang out with my friends and have an adventure. And I was not disappointed.
Yay!
So, yeah. So, last year, in the position you were in, I did the awards banquet after my first quarter. And it was having that overwhelming positivity is one of the things that I chose to stick around and be part of KGRG. Because just seeing the outpouring of support we have for each other, it's great. Anything else?
Yeah, it was especially Jubal's speech.
Oh, yeah.
Just really, like...
We didn't even talk about him.
Yeah, Jubal showed up from 92.5.
Yep.
If nobody ever mentioned that before. But he had a nice, really good conversation of just, if you love something, just keep going at it, you know? And don't
Absolutely.
Give up. And that really, you know, stuck with me.
Yeah, and I'm glad that really resonated with you. The biggest bit of advice that you will get from every guest speaker we have ever, whether it's in classes or at an event like this, anybody that's in professional radio will tell you, never say no.
Mm-hmm.
Be a yes person, don't be a no person if you want to be successful in broadcasting. And I think that's really good advice. And you know what? Jubal's got the number one show in the land, so it's good advice.
Yeah, pretty good.
You would do well to heed it. All right, so coming up, here's Anyways by The Starting Line. And anyways, we're going to jump into, we're going to step aside for a sec. We're going to change into our jammy jams, but we will be right back with The Slumber Party on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Given a lot of time.
One of us.
If you like what you've heard, go to Twitter and follow us at KGRGFM and become one of us.
One of us. One of us.
One of us.
Hello. Hello. Dude, man.
Yeah?
Hey. Really? You've had your face in that phone for like the past couple of hours. What are you doing?
Tweeting.
You're always on the tweeters, man. You just, honestly, if you're going to be on your phone that much, you're better off downloading the KGRG app.
There's an app?
Is there an app? We're on the line, man. We've been on the line for a while now. If you didn't know about the app, now you know. All right, so it's available on the iTunes App Store, right? And I'm pretty sure you got one of those iPhone things. Also available on the Google Play Store.
I'll get that.
I'll get that. I'll get that, she says. Well, get on it, man. Download the KGRG FM app on the App Store or Google Play.
Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
Do you or a scout you know need to earn a badge? Let KGRG help. Contact programming at KGRG.com for information on how to schedule an interactive experience with a KGRG personality and a member of KGRG management. Groups will get a behind-the-scenes look of two professionally run radio stations and learn all about what it takes to be a broadcaster in one of the biggest markets in the country. To sign up your scout troop, contact programming at KGRG.com. That's programming at KGRG.com or visit the Contact Us tab on KGRG.com.
What's up, guys? This is Andrew.
This is Ken.
And we're Seaway, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Woo!